Nolte, Omar, Northam, Tlaib, Joy Reid, and Farrakhan define the Democrat Party of Hate. By John Nolte on February 12, 2019. The Democrat Party is now defined by Ilhan Omar, Ralph Northam, Rashida Tlaib, Joy Reid, Elizabeth Warren, Dianne Feinstein, and Louis Farrakhan. The Democrat Party is now the party of hate. Let's start with what's happening in Virginia. Ralph Northam, the sitting Democrat governor, and Mark Herring, the sitting Democrat attorney general, have both admitted to putting on blackface as adults. Young adults, but adults nonetheless. They are both white, they are both still in power, and they will remain in power. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, DBA, a black man, is systematically having his life, career, and reputation dismantled over two very serious sexual assault allegations. But all of this is happening to him before there has been any due process, before there has been an investigation. So the two white Democrats guilty of parading around in blackface sit pretty while the black guy, who denies any wrongdoing and who has not had the benefit of anything resembling due process, is being hung out to dry. I'm not defending Fairfax. I don't know what happened. But I am defending the presumption of innocence and find it a little outrageous that Virginia's blackface scandal could end with the black guy losing his job without due process. Has no one read To Kill a Mockingbird? And then there's the media's role in whitewashing Democrat racism. While the online vigilante mob is calling for Fairfax's head, in service to white Democrats, the far-left New York Times is downgrading racist blackface to dark makeup. The Democrat Party is also the party of homophobia, where serial homophobe Alec Baldwin is welcomed with open arms at NBC, where Joy Reid, a raging homophobe who sent the media on a wild goose chase looking for a non-existent hacker, is an anchor at MSNBC, where both MSNBC and CNN taunt a Republican senator with homophobia, where CNN anchor Jake Tapper makes homophobic remarks. Which brings me to Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, who has managed to expose herself as both a homophobe and an unhinged anti-Semite in a political party that is so increasingly comfortable with anti-Semitism one can hardly wrap the mind around it. Just this week we learned that Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, wrote an article in 2006 for The Final Call, a newspaper and website run by Louis Farrakhan. But that only makes her the latest disciple of this open and proud anti-Semite. And let's not forget Democrat icon and media sacred Cal Linda Sarsour. Anti-Catholic hate is also on the rise in the Democrat Party. In an act of outrageous and unconstitutional religious bigotry, in late 2017, Senator Dianne Feinstein, DCA, sought to disqualify a judicial nominee over her Catholic faith. Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, who is now a serious presidential candidate, regularly attacks nominees over their Christian and Catholic beliefs. Never, though, has the Democrat Party's hatred of Catholics been on sharper display than during last month's hoax to smear an innocent group of Catholic boys as menacing racists. Democrat pipe organs in the media, CNN, The Washington Post, The New York Times, NBC News, etc. all sought to annihilate these young men based only on their skin color and Catholic faith. Even after video proved their innocence and proved it was the boys who were menaced and the victims of racism at the hands of black nationalists, far-left staffers at The Washington Post and New York Times refused to delete their lies. And were it to begin with the whiter-than-white, for her own DNA test, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, who has spent decades posing falsely as an American Indian, and continues to, even as she runs for president. This cynical and exploitative act of Native identity theft appalls legitimate tribes, but this entitled, smug white woman could care less. If homophobia, racism, anti-Semitism, anti-Catholic bigotry, and tolerating blackface are not enough to define the Democrat Party as the party of hate, how about the infanticide? In the state of New York, Democrats sheared a bill that legalized the murder of a baby while it is in the process of being born. In Virginia, Governor Blackface endorsed an abortion bill that would make it legal to do nothing if a baby is born alive and requires medical assistance to survive. If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen, Northam explained late last month. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. Look at the contrast between Republicans and Democrats. After a blackface photo emerged of Secretary of State Michael Ertel, RFL, last month, he was forced to resign. What's more, last month, congressional Republicans officially rebuked Representative Steve King, Arya, over his racial comments before stripping him of all committee assignments. Meanwhile, Governor and Attorney General Blackface are still in office while the homophobic anti-Semite Ilhan Omar gets away with a non-apology as she sits on the powerful House Foreign Affairs Committee. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.